Microphone check. Microphone. Is this live? Is this on? Hello. Hello. Welcome. I'm back live. Yeah, haven't done the live thing in a minute. My bad. I apologize, but we are back here. And welcome another week's episode of the All Drinks on Me podcast, a Side of Black Media production. Trying to get that down pack. Still, you gotta bear with me, man. But it's me back again, your boy. So I am loud and clear, cool. Appreciate that. All right, glad everybody can hear me. Welcome again. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for coming back and rocking with me again, man. If you're new here, welcome. If you're not new here, appreciate you for coming in. I'm your host, your boy, Twan, Tweezy, whatever you want to call me, man. Just, you know, don't call me trash. Depends on who you are, but don't call me trash. But we're here, man, another week, man. I feel better than I felt last week. If you heard the episode last week, which a couple of you did, thank you so much for doing that. I was a bit under the weather, but I feel better now. Still trying to get over this cough. I mean, I don't think it's allergies, but I don't know. Maybe I do need to get an allergy tester. I'm not sure, but you know, we'll figure that thing out. One second. All right, cool. Yeah, someone told me today that you can get an allergy tester to see, like, if you are allergic to certain things. And I don't think I'm allergic to nothing. I mean, I haven't been allergic to anything that I know of. I mean, but, you know, during this time of year, well, I didn't even say this time of year, I know my pops always sniffling and coughing and things early in the morning. I just kind of figured, you know, I thought that was normal. Same shit happened to me. Maybe it's not. Maybe I need to go get pricked, pause, and just kind of see if there's anything that I am allergic to that I don't know about. You know what I mean? But we'll see, man. We'll see. Oh, man. Life is lifing. Life is lifing. And I think we all go through it. I think everybody has their days when you just seems like shit just can't get right. And I can say everything is wrong, but you just get tired, man, between bills, between family, between having to help people out, and then work and other shit. Shit just be so stressful. Like, a lot of things can be solved by, for me, like, a meal, $100,000 even, would just solve a lot of problems or whatnot. Biggest problem is taking a vacation. That would definitely solve that problem, because I feel like I need one in the worst way. May can't get here fast enough, but life be lifing, man. Stressful days. Today work was crazy. But it happens, man. You got to roll with the punches. And this for me is, you know, some sort of therapy. I feel as though a lot of podcasters kind of feel the same when they jump on the mic. And I mean, hell, the folks who actually do listen to this, y'all might feel like podcasting is therapy for you. So, yeah, man, life be lifing. And you know, things be happening, nothing crazy, you know what I'm saying? Just, you get tired of working. Yeah, that'd be the main thing. But it is what it is, man. We here, and I mean, I will, like, just, you know, for words of encouragement for those people who do feel like, you know, life be life, and then sometimes things can't get better, or, you know, it will get better. I mean, you know, life is a series of moments or whatnot, and, you know, sometimes bad moments just happen for that, what is, you know, it's just a moment. You know, things happen, things change. I'm a glass half full kind of person. I always look for the positive in things, and, you know, as hard as it may be, just always try to, you know, look for the positive outlook. Something that may have a bad day, but that shouldn't outweigh the other 6 days of the week that you go through, you know what I'm saying? The 8 hours a day that you at work that piss you off. Just understand you have more hours after you get off work, depending on, you know, if you have two jobs or you have one job. But just know that you got people here for you. And if you ever need to talk, I mean, like I've always expressed, I'm always one that you can just kind of reach out and call and talk to. And I'm happy to help folks. And yeah, man, life be life, and but we here, we're going to get through it, and we're going to make the best of it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help y'all get through, and at the same time, y'all help me get through. You feel me? That's just how we roll here. That's life. But, man, I will not hold you guys any longer. We'll go ahead and get into the bullshit. If you heard the podcast last week, you heard my take on this whole... Well, I told you about the beef with Drake and Kendrick, and now we apparently have Rick Ross jumping into it. Drake dropped, or I don't know if he did or if he didn't. Some people thought it was AI. Some people thought it was real. Not quite sure. I kind of think it is real. But he dropped a diss track entitled Push Ups. I thought it was pretty straight. A couple bars, but he rapping, which is what I like. Again, if you listened last week, that's what I asked for. I just asked for just rapping, going back into my essence, what I grew up on, the rap beeps and all the other bullshit. You know what I mean? That's what I wanted to hear, and that's kind of what he got to. Kendrick did not respond. Not quite sure why he didn't or why he hasn't as of yet, but he did not respond, and we're still waiting on a response. However, Rick Ross apparently has jumped into this, and he dropped a record after Drizzy said, well, after Drake said his name and whatnot in the rap beef, which I thought was a funny bar. He took out one of the bars, at least in the version that one of the versions I heard. It was a very slick line about Diddy, and then in the, I guess that was a real one that actually posted, he took the line out. Why? Not sure. Obviously, it could be, you know, for legal purposes, maybe. Not exactly sure, but I thought the whole bar was straight. I thought Rick Ross didn't, like I said, he dropped something called Champagne. Was it Champagne Thoughts? A Champagne Moments, excuse me. Which, I mean, it was what it was. But again, for me, this is all I wanted to hear, man. I just wanted to hear people actually rapping and going at each other. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the buddy, again, still upset with J. Cole, and the entire state of North Carolina should be ashamed of itself. I am from South Carolina. Let's remember that. But at least Ross rap. At least niggas is rapping now, and there ain't no bullshit. So I liked it. I thought both songs are pretty straight and whatnot. Of course, me personally, I want to hear more. The problem that I actually have now with everything is currently now they just kind of... Ross is a funny guy. I mean, if you've ever, you know, seen Ross on social media, he has jokes. I mean, he got into it with 50 and he went back and forth with that, and now he's going at it with Drake, you know, just saying crazy things, you know, calling, you know, Drake, you know, a different race, in a very derogatory way, as well as saying some other things that, you know, he, it's just funny, some funny stuff. Go and just kind of take a look at it. But now it's gotten into the money talk, which of course eventually was actually going to get there. What I don't like about this whole thing is now they just kind of seem like now they're just more picking at each other on social media, which I think is like two high school girls. But nah, you gotta, I mean, just rap. I mean, at this point, you already diss each other, both of y'all. Like, get back in the booth and now rap. Nobody want to hear jokes and shit and Drake posting a fake ass photo of a text message with his mom asking him about a supposedly nose job that he got, which is what Ross said or whatnot, and Drake goes back and calling Ross racist, etc. Then nobody want to see that shit, man. Just rap, bro. Again, I hate to sound like an old curmudgeon, but you know, back then, years ago, like, niggas really rap. But nowadays, this is what rap beef is, man. Rap beef is, you rap one time and then the rest of the time you just out here cracking on each other on social media, which is crazy, which is fucking nuts, man. It's just nuts to me, and I don't get it. I don't understand, and maybe it's not for me to understand. You know what I'm saying? But this is not what it's supposed to be. I don't want to see you on Instagram tagging niggas and making jokes. You know what I'm saying? Go shoot somebody. Like, Like, damn. Like, go do that, at least. Like, why the fuck are you out here joking and shit? Like, go rap. I mean, go break this nigga's legs or something. Pull up on him. I mean, you want to be tough, then go pull up on him. That's what I want to see. I mean, okay, I was just joking about the shooting person because, you know, you don't want to lead to violence. You don't want, you know what I mean? I'm not for the African-on-African crime. So, yeah, but I would like to see some real hard bars. I don't want to see no light jabs, you know what I'm saying? I think the time for that is over or whatnot. Like, really, like, time for niggas is just, like, go at somebody. Because all that other dumb shit is just stupid, in my opinion. Like, that shit two friends do. And this could all be a ploy. I mean, they could just be trying to sell records. Maybe, I don't know. But I just think it's just dumb. I just think it's dumb when you out here on Instagram tagging someone saying that their house is too small. Like, and it could be, maybe it's not for me to understand because I don't got the type of money these niggas got. But I grew up on a time when if niggas had rap beef, they would put it on Rap Beef. Also, I grew up on a time where, you know, two hosts was beefing with each other, and it ended up being in the death of, you know, two real major hip hop heads. Yes, but personally, I would just like to really see people like really, really rap, and them two go at it. Now, why Kendrick has not jumped into it, I have no idea. As much as he's been, you know, like, I guess, fishing for a response from old boy, and he still has yet to come in and jump in and put his name into everything. That's beyond me. That is beyond me. I would have thought that he would have been the first to jump out, not Cole or whatnot, but I'm clearly wrong. And again, this goes back to, I think it was like 2013, 2012, whatever, when the Control thing dropped and he really was ready for war. So, I mean, if you're ready for war, then, you know, war's here. Put it out. I just want to hear good music, man. Good music is, that shit don't exist. I don't listen to these young niggas now. I don't know what the fuck an NBA Youngboy is or a Lil Yachty. That's not, and again, y'all could call me old, age me or whatever, but that's just not for me. That's not my bag. I want to hear niggas like who really, really rap. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Benny raps and Griselda, like, yeah, I like that 90s style hip-hop rapping. I don't like a lot of this shit. And, you know, honestly, I've never really given it a chance, but that's just not me. You know what I mean? I'm just, like, tired of Sexy Red, too. So, like, really, just give me something good. Give me some real, real, like, rap beef. So y'all niggas get in the booth and get off of fucking social media, bro. Nobody wanna hear that. Nobody wanna see that. Niggas wanna hear hard bars. Not no whack shit that y'all got going on. Cause the shit that y'all doing is whack, in my opinion. And maybe they can't hear it now, but they may be able to hear it, like, you know, later on. I don't know. Maybe somebody will pass this shit to them and they be like, you know what? Yeah, we really doing some dumb shit. So let me go ahead and, like, really, really rap. That's my hope, man. That's my hope, but we'll see. Right, we got some more listeners tuned in. Thank you so much. Once again, this is the All Drinks on Me podcast. I am your host, the great one, or, you know, depending on how you feel, I could be the aggravating one. Who knows, man? But I am glad that you guys are here. Glad that you're tuning in. I appreciate you. Hope you come back next week and the week after that and the week after that until, you know, we make it big and then, you know, we just got to, like, blow up. And again, man, y'all enjoy these free podcasts now because when this shit blow up and I put it on Patreon and I start charging, I don't want to hear nothing. You know, they say geniuses aren't appreciated until they're gone. So by that time, I'm going to be gone. And y'all going to have to pay me like $15.99 a subscriber, maybe. Depends on how much this shit is needed and received. We'll figure that out. All right, so I don't think I know I didn't talk about this last week, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think I mentioned it. If I did, I didn't go into great detail, if I'm not mistaken. I will have to double check and see, but last week, I want to say it had been either last, I think it was last Monday, O.J. Simpson, Orenthal James Simpson, passed away. Now, those of you, the young, I mean, it may be some youngins who are not familiar with O.J. It may be some people who are not familiar with O.J., but O.J., former University of Southern California, Buffalo Bills, NFL player, believe he is in the Hall of Fame, considered one of the greatest running backs to ever play this game. He died last week. Now, O.J. is more famous or infamous for the trial. Well, he was on trial for the alleged murder of his ex-wife or then-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, I believe, and Ronald Goldman and whatnot. The thing that was so controversial about this specific case is that it was a black man accused of killing two white people in the 90s, you know, during a very, in LA, you know, and I believe this happened like not too long after the Rodney King beating, and the Rodney King beatings, there were a bunch of Los Angeles Police Department cops caught on video beating a black man down, and when they took him to trial, the cops, believe majority, if not all, were white, were acquitted of all charges, which, you know, started riots or whatnot in the Los Angeles area. I mean, you know, racial tensions were high during that time. So, you know, during the OJ case, when OJ was, I mean, it was a big thing. I remember being, I had to have been in middle school. I don't think I was in high school, but middle school when the verdict came out. And OJ pretty much went in. I mean, to me, it was a black versus white thing. The great Johnny Cochran, Gap Apple side member, rest in peace, argued. Well, his argument was of racism on the part of the Los Angeles Police Department, possibly tamper with evidence, etc. And one of the state's prime witnesses in the case, a police officer, Mark Furman, was alleged to believe a racist. And when he took the stands for the trial, he just pretty much kind of pled the fifth to a lot of different things. So I believe that was one of their key witnesses. And, you know, one of your key witness is possibly in the jury's eyes as well as anyone else's eyes a racist. I mean, that's pretty much kind of gonna kill your case. In any event, OJ was found not guilty on all charges, which kind of set off a storm. I don't believe there were any riots or anything, but I just kind of remember, you know, everything was divided between, you know, black and white. A lot of white folks were looking for him to be guilty, and I believe he is guilty and will always be guilty. And then I mean, it's so controversial. And the reason I kind of wanted to talk about this is because of just the responses to him dying and just kind of what everyone, just not everyone, but what a lot of people kind of say. A lot of people, I mean, it's OJ's a very, well, he was a very, rest in peace, was a very controversial figure. And, you know, after that, I think what rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, besides the actual him being acquitted of the murders, is just kind of his actions after the fact. I mean, he really kind of walked around like he just did not give a fuck. And there's a video, if you've never seen it, go look it up. It's crazy. About, it's on OJ and him selling the white Bronco as a joke. The white Bronco that they chased him in, like I said, real crazy. And then he did an interview, and in the interview, he, you know, was like during a break, he just kind of playfully acted like he was stabbing the person, a white woman, who was interviewing him. again, he just moved really, really crazy after the fact, and I think that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. My take on that, and like, despite the fact that whatever your feelings may be on OJ, it's just, you know, somebody lost their life or whatnot, and I'm not saying that, you know what I mean, you have to wish the best, and you don't have to wish the best for everybody, but just some of the reactions that I've seen from people online and everything, it just was kind of, it's kind of crazy, and a lot of it were people of the opposite race of myself. But then again, I've seen some people of my race who just kind of felt the same way, you know what I mean, who, you know, had a lot of smoke for that. And one thing that I've kind of always had an issue with whenever people kind of brought up the OJ trial is that a lot of people were more upset about, you know, the verdict than about the fact that, I mean, the racism from the LAPD. My man, like, literally, they asked him straight up, I mean, did you tamper with evidence, you know, because of racism? I'm paraphrasing or whatever, because, you know, you don't like black people. And he pled the fifth. I mean, you know, if you plead the fifth, that's pretty much just kind of admitting guilt, in my opinion. But more people were so mad that OJ got off and not seeing, you know, the bigger picture. The bigger picture is, you know, how much racism was going on in the LAPD during that time. And again, even now, even still having a problem with that. That is, I mean, granted, I'm not trying to minimize, you know, what he allegedly did, whether he did or what he didn't. I mean, I have my own opinions on that, and I might give him, I might not, I don't know. But the bigger issue is the racism in this country and how crazy it was during that time. But you turn a blind eye to that, I mean, that just creates more of the problem. Not saying that everyone goes around and just, you know what I'm saying, not everyone goes around saying, hey, you know what I mean, like, if you don't like someone or whatever, then, you know, you stab them. But again, bro, is that, if you've never read up on the trial, because I know a lot of people probably even weren't born during that time or like really, really too young to remember. But I mean, there's two great documentaries on that. Well, one documentary, one TV show kind of reenactment. The TV show is, I think, The People versus OJ, starring Cuba Gooding Jr. He did a really, really good job at that. Courtney B. Vance killed the role of Johnny Cochran. Yeah, that's a really good reenactment for those who weren't around during that time or really didn't kind of understand what was going on. And the documentary, The People versus OJ, really, really good documentary that just kind of shows, you know, who OJ was, OJ growing up, and just kind of his mindset on things. I mean, again, I was never one, young, old, whatever, middle age, whatever, to look at OJ Simpson as an actual hero. But me being me is just, I mean, it's human. The human in me, you know, I mean, you have to, having love for all God's creatures, you know, men and women. Not necessarily, that doesn't mean I have to agree with everyone and agree with every person on things that they actually do say or whatnot. But still, man, like, just kind of some people, and, you know, and like, what's it, I might say Caitlyn Clark, Caitlyn Jenner, man, just, you can go suck a dick for what she said, which is, I thought that was just despicable, you know what I mean? Granted, everyone is entitled to how they feel, but I just thought what she said was just disgusting. And especially, you know what I mean, you of all people cannot throw stones, you know what I mean? That's just crazy. But I've always kind of felt like that, you know, when I was old enough to understand as far as the situation with the trial, as far, you know, it was a bigger picture. Again, I would never try to diminish the death of individuals in this situation, but I just kind of always felt like people should more so look at, not, people should also look at the other side of the coin. Like, bruh, these niggas is really, really racist, and they are the ones who are supposed to protect us. Like, we can't even trust them to protect us because they don't like us. They are policemen in L.A., in Los Angeles, California. There's a very large black population in Los Angeles, California during the 90s and now. But these folks in this organization is so racist that they fucked up this trial pretty much. I mean, the evidence against this dude was so crazy that's the only thing that got him off, is that this police department was so racist. And again, these are the same people who were supposed to we're supposed to call, the people in Los Angeles, the black people in Los Angeles are supposed to call whenever they have an issue, like serve and protect. Why would you call someone to serve and protect who are not willing or who do not want to do that? But people don't look at that. You know what I mean? They just look at, this nigga got away with murder, killing a white woman and a white man. It's crazy. Crazy to me. But, it is what it is. Whatever your opinion is on OJ, and, you are entitled to that, that's gone. I am not here to change anyone's mind on what they think of Orenthal James Simpson. But I just always kind of felt like people should look at the bigger picture when it comes to him in that case. Again, OJ said some crazy things when it comes to, obviously the big thing that a lot of people remember is him saying he's not black, he's OJ. And then it kind of speaks to that old adage where as though you have, a black man in this case specifically getting money or getting accolades and getting famous and just kind of shunning himself away from his culture, his heritage, and who he actually is. And then once he got in trouble is when he wanted to run back and say that, hey, I'm black, I got black Jesus in my house, and this, that, and the third, et cetera, et cetera. You want to be accepted when you need us, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? So, again, I'm not sitting here trying to say that this man was a saint. I'm not saying that this man was a sinner. I will say he did not have any shame at all or whatnot, but I think we all know him getting 10 years for stealing his own memorabilia was like bullshit or whatnot, but it is what it is. They wanted it back in blood, and they got it back. So it just was crazy to me to see people celebrating someone actually dying, you know what I mean? Like, I can't, like, I don't know. I'm not the type of person that would celebrate death of some people. Now, if some people passed away, I might just throw a rest in peace or I might not even think about it, you know what I mean? Like, Rush Limbaugh. I mean, we all know what kind of person he was, especially to our people. I can't recall saying rest in peace to that man or whatnot, but, I just feel like in this instance with OJ and with everything, just that celebration, that is what really, for me, is just the bigger picture, you know what I mean? The racism that was going on and that they just kind of turned a blind eye to, which is just stupid. It's a bigger thing, but people not going to look at that. They just see this man who killed this woman and he's a monster. And he very, very well could be, but he's meeting his maker now, and whatever judgment it is that he had to go under, he's getting it. He's getting it. And nothing that we can do about that. Feel me? That judgment, the judgment that he was supposed to get, he's going to get. And that ain't for us to do. We not going to judge people. Big homie upstairs will, and he getting his judgment wherever he is at. I don't know. I be sending too sometimes, but not like that. Once again, man, this is the All Drinks on Me podcast, a Side of Black Media production. Before I get out of here, man, I want to say one thing. Aaron Rodgers is a dumbass. He's an idiot, and you should never listen to him if it doesn't involve throwing the football. Aaron Rodgers is going around. I don't know if he has his own radio show or what. But Aaron Rodgers is going around saying that the government created HIV. Kind of the same way that he feels as though they created, COVID or whatnot. Aaron Rodgers is the type of person who feels like he's the smartest person in every room because he reads a couple books. And, which I don't even think he reads, but to sit here and say some stupid shit like that the government created HIV, I just don't agree with that. And you may in fact agree with this, but no, No, I'm not buying that. I'm not rolling with that. I think that logic is completely stupid. The conversation about COVID, and I know there are some people who feel like COVID is government made for whatever reason. And some people do feel like the government creates certain plagues and diseases to wipe out certain communities, as well as just to kind of, keep numbers down. I just don't subscribe to that. You know what I mean? That's just not, I just don't. And I could be wrong as hell. You could completely think that that is what the government does and will do, but I'm just never going to subscribe to that. And just with Aaron Rodgers saying that, and just also some of the other dumb shit that he's been saying throughout these last couple of years, lying about getting a COVID shot, just so you can play, and then risking people getting sick. Now, again, I know people have their opinions on the COVID shot and other things, and I have mine, and I will always have mine or whatnot. I am vaxxed. If something ever came out again and I needed to be vaxxed, then I would. But yeah, Aaron Rodgers is a dumbass, and please don't ever listen to him. Oh, look at that. So Ashanti and Nelly are expecting their first child together. Congratulations to them too. Yeah. Look at that. Look at that. Congratulations to them. Look at that. Nelly spun the block and now they engage and have a kid. It's a lesson, fellas. That is a lesson. That's a lesson that you need to learn. Spin that block. It ain't that bad. All right? All right, man. This concludes this week's episode of All Drinks On Me podcast. Just a little heads up and let y'all know that next week, All Drinks On Me podcast, we're going to be back again, probably on Wednesday. Probably on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. So just keep that in mind. Now after that, please stay tuned because we got a premiere of my dog, my man, On Brand with Naylor. Starts at 7 p.m. That's right. Brandon Naylor has a show, people. I'm excited about that. That's my man. That's the genius. That's the Professor X of this shit. So, you know what I mean? Please tune in and listen to my dog. You know what I mean? Tune in, listen to him, watch him. Yeah, my man's going, he's doing big things. We all doing big things. So that's on Tuesday. So you're going to catch Naylor on Tuesday at 7 p.m. You're going to catch me on Wednesday, 6 p.m. And the Unchecked podcast also is going to be Wednesday at 7 p.m. Well, 7 p.m. I should be done. I'm going to be out the way for them. My live will be over. So once you get done with me, you just jump right back into them. Okay. And that's not all. That is not all. On Thursday, see, we're trying to take over every day this week. So, I mean, sports is gone. I mean, the playoffs is getting ready to start. But for y'all, mostly women, who don't, I'm just playing, who don't watch sports, you can just, listen to the podcast. So, you watch the podcast and listen to podcasts until it comes on. So on Thursday, King Speak at 8 p.m. Thursday, King Speak will be on at 8 p.m. And then on Saturday, you're going to get a replay of the All Drinks On Me podcast with your boy. You know what I'm saying? And then the Aside of Black Media Radio mobile app is going to launch on May 6th with all new shows. So you're going to be able to catch my show as well as all the other great shows that we have here on the network. You know what I mean? On the app. So whenever it comes out, for all my listeners, all the drink heads or the drunkies or whatever, I haven't decided what I'm gonna call the fans just yet. Whenever that comes out, I'm gonna let you know how you can download the app, where you can download the app to, and how you can actually catch all of our shows. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna run that back again in case you missed it. So next Tuesday, 7 o'clock, On Brand with Brandon Naylor. On Brand with Naylor. That's the brand, that's the world premiere. The world premiere. Usually I do my show on Tuesday. I'm getting out the way so Brandon can have it all to himself. So y'all got Brandon on Tuesday. He taking away Tweezy Tuesday. But that's cool. I'm good with that. Then on Wednesday, the Unchecked podcast at 7. Thursday, King Speak at 8 o'clock. And then you're going to have the replay of this show, if you might have missed it, at 3 p.m. All right? And also, the app is dropping May 6th. That's soon. That's soon. That's, less than a month away. Hope y'all got that. If you don't got that, just rewind this if you're listening to it on the audio form. But yeah, excited. We taking over, man. It's a Side of Black Media summer. And it's just getting started, baby. All right, man, this has been fun. It's been great. This went by fast, really, really fast. But as always, I enjoy this. I appreciate everyone listening. Y'all have been great, and I'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.